Matthew 9 chapter, 27 verse through the 32nd. The two blind men. They followed Jesus. First of all, I don't know how you blind and follow Jesus. I don't know how. But Jesus did, he had done all type of miracles by now. Just came down off the mount. Hallelujah. Sermon on the mount. And he goes to healing folk. He gets to the point where even they ask Jesus, you got to leave, Jesus. You're doing too much. I'm almost finished.
All right.
Watch this. He goes to the other side. When he gets to the other side, he's in his own hometown. And by now, he's called Matthew to follow him. And he's performed all types of miracles, at least 17 by this time. In Matthew 8, it says that they can't even list all this. It says that like 8 in it. 8 and 20 something, he said, they just begin to bring people to him and he begin to heal. So now he gets to a place where these two blind men are following him. I don't know how. Maybe somebody's helping him. But they're following Jesus. Jesus passes by. Not yet. Come in the house. Now, if you read chapter 8 and chapter 9, he don't say this to nobody else. He said, do you believe? So it leads me to think that maybe they just wanted to be healed because they thought that he was just a magician that was healing folk. That's how some of us treat the Lord. We're looking for a magician to just heal our situations, but we really don't want to follow him. So when he asked him, do you believe that I am? He was really asking him, do you believe that I am the Messiah? He asked him that, they have to turn around from what they think they know. And they got to face him and look at him and tell whether or not they actually believe him. Now, when he asked him, they got to let go of some stuff in order to confess their faith. Y'all didn't say that right to him. They got to let go of some hate, some forgiveness, some pain and suffering, some things they've been through. You got to remember they was blind and they was probably dirty and probably nobody cared for them. They have to let go of all that stuff and decide whether or not you gonna decide if Jesus is who he say he is. And the answer is, yay, Lord. So he puts their hands, he puts his hands on their eyes. Now, let me tell you this. Whenever you put your hands on your eyes, that's usually an infectious disease.
Come on.
They couldn't see. They was blind. So really, by law, Jesus should have been unclean. But he come to supersede the law. Right? So now watch this. When you go to the eye doctor, if somebody got a pink eye, and they touch the machine, you're going to get pink eye.
That's right.
Right? If your kid come home with pink eye, right? Everybody in the house, if they're not careful, if you don't know it's pink eye, everybody in the house.
That's right.
Don't get pink eye. It's an infection. It's right? So really, by law, when he touched him, he should have been dirty. But the power of the Lord says that when I touched him,